What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Show new head coach Monique State Cowboys Bill Armstrong. He was on the Boss Man Show. Coach, good to talk to you, man. Things down here in Lake Charles, man.
Great talking to you, man. It's beautiful down here in Lake Charles today. Just getting to work, man. Excited to be here.
Yes, indeed, man. Talk about how cool it is to be back in Louisiana. I know you was there with LSU in Louisiana, getting to be back to some roots and relationships you already built down there. So how's it cool being cool to get back down there? People you know and players that you know, coaches you know, to find the right fits for your program.
Yeah, you know, built some strong relationships in the 5 years that we were at LSU and was able to, you know, use those relationships from the jump right when we got here to hit the ground running. Feel like we were able to put together a really good team, but just excited to be back in Louisiana. Such great people in the state of Louisiana and specifically in the city of Lake Charles, man. They've been so welcoming and just made the transition seamless.
No doubt. And for you, with the new guys you have on your roster, your summer coach Armstrong, it's going to be more of team concept stuff, a little bit of that mixed in with some individual work to make sure those guys get better over the summertime. So when you come back in August for fall semester, it's not cramming everything again to get ready for November 3rd tip night.
No doubt about it. The summer gives us an opportunity to get acclimated. You know, we try to each week work our way up to a practice on Friday. So we kind of start out Monday with – 30, 40 minutes of individual work. Tuesday, we'll add a couple more players to each group. Instead of three groups, we'll have two. And then Wednesday is just pretty much a pickup day for us. Let them get out there and play. And, I think that's been a little bit of a lost art. Kids don't play as much as they used to. So we're trying to encourage them to even play pickup a couple times extra a week when we're not even around. I think is a good thing. That way, you know, there's no better way to learn how to play with each other than just play. So we try to encourage that. And then Thursday is kind of like a practice. It's a lot of 4-on-4 stuff, which we'll do a lot during the year in practice. We'll have days where, you know, that's pretty much all we do. And then Friday is kind of a mixture of everything, and we try to incorporate some different drills that, like you said, we will be doing every day once we get to fall practice. So it is kind of let them get to know the drills, get to understand the drills so that we can transition into them a lot quicker during practice and practice and go a lot better. So we're using the summer to get better as well as get acclimated.
And Coach, let me ask you this, man. I know in the NBA, I'm on the Hawks a lot, the Grizzlies a lot, so they tend to, like, really just kind of, you know, work, kind of go out 15 minutes during the season. So in-season-wise, when you got two conference games a week, like, how do you kind of structure that to make sure your guys are peaking Thursday, Saturday, or Saturday, Monday, so it's that they're not burnt out by the time the game, especially on that last game of the week there?
Yeah, no doubt. That's kind of how we structured these weeks to kind of lead up to that as well. You know, you just got to, you know, we play on Saturday, Monday. So, you know, we'll probably be off on Tuesdays, and then we'll start our preparation for the Saturday game, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And then you got the, you know, quick one-day turn. Those will be difficult. But, you know, that's why throughout the summer, throughout the fall, we'll try to throw a lot of different adverse situations at the guys so that they're ready for those things and they understand. And then that's why we kind of go every day, 5 days a week during the summer, that, you know, you gotta go five straight days starting on Wednesday during the week and then leading up through really six straight days through that game on Monday, but five straight before you play the game.
No doubt. And Coach, I remember that back when the day when you were playing, the greatest October 15th was the Magic Day. We can start practicing at midnight.
Right.
I kind of missed that, but, you know, it's cool to actually know what you have before October the 15th now. So you ain't trying to cram everything in right then and there.
Well, I think you have that for sure, where you're not having to cramp things. And I think that helps for me for, you know, injury reduction, things of those nature. So you really have to go about 3 days on, 1 day off, which I think is a good thing for recovery and for the guys. You know, you can start practice now 42 days out from the first game, and that allows you to go three on, one off pretty much the last 7 weeks of fall leading up to the season. I like the way that it's structured now. You do sometimes miss the old days when that thing started October 15th, the hype that came along with it, with the Midnight Madness and things of that nature. It's kind of, you know, knocked some of that out, but which was really fun. I do miss that at times, but I do think now giving them more time so that they can have a few days off here and there is helpful, like you said, to get to that end of the season in March where their bodies can feel a little bit better as they've gone through that grind.
Especially because we know it's a 1B league in the South of Conference, though it shouldn't be, but it's a 1B league. So you know that you have to really peak those last few weeks of the season to get that automatic bid. So you definitely want to make sure you're building that resistance up now. So it's not like they're out of gas come February. You're like, dang, we peaked too soon.
There's no doubt about it. You know, there's a bit of a science to it to try to get them to peaking at the right time. And you have to be able to do that. You see so many times where teams peak early and then just kind of flatten out and end up not having the kind of season that they want. So we're going to, you know, be very aware of that and continue to work hard each and every day, but also understand that, you know, although I do believe that the championship work is put in starting in June, championships aren't won until March. So we got to be peaking at the right time.
No doubt, Coach. Let's get some, man, and about nutrition wise for these young men. I know that's something that I had to learn as I got older and more mature in my career, is how to eat the right way. Talk about we having the right dietitian, the right strength coach, and the right training staff to make sure these guys are eating correctly and also recovering correctly as well.
Yeah, that's so important, you know, and you mix in sleep there as well. I think all those things are extremely important, just the little details that controlling the things that you can control. We talk about that all the time, and those things can give you an advantage to peak at the right time. You know, as long as you're getting the right amount of sleep, you're eating correctly, and you're getting the prehab / rehab to take care of your body now, you know, it's a year-round deal that you got to, and it is professional. It's a profession that, you know, these guys are now making money, so I think that that's helping them to kind of understand that, hey, I need to use this money to make sure that I eat right and whatnot when we don't feed them. Obviously, we feed them quite a few meals as well, but we got a great staff, starting with our strength coach and trainer, to educate them first. You know, I think it's about educating first on how important nutrition is, hydration is, sleep is, recovery is, So much more to it than just basketball, but we talk about it all the time. I think it's simple, you know, the decisions that need to be made when it comes to, you know, eating food, for example. Is this going to help me be the best basketball player I can be? And if the answer is yes, then you should probably eat it. If the answer is no, you shouldn't. So we just try to keep it simple with them and educate them on the benefits of eating properly and recovering the right way.
Coach Armstrong, how cool is it to have a boss in Heath Schroyer who's a coach himself? So he knows what you're going through. You can actually talk shop and he fully gets where you're at. So if you bring something to his desk where he knows that you really need it and really know what you're talking about because he's been in your shoes as well. So how cool is it to have a guy like that to be your boss to kind of lead this Manisa State Cowboys sports department?
Well, if you know my man Heath, you know Cool is his middle name. He's a cool guy.
I know
guy.
Him very well from time at UT Martin.
Yeah, he's great, man, and just thankful for the opportunity that he's given us. But, yes, it's a huge advantage for us to be able to have a guy that has been through it and understands what college basketball players go through on a daily basis to be able to you know, help us and understand what we need to be as successful as we can. And I think that that's a huge reason for the success that they've had here. Obviously, Heath hired my man Will Wade and giving him the opportunity to come here and rebuild this program to what it once was, and now giving me the opportunity to uphold that standard. Extremely excited about it, and to have a guy like Heath have your back and know what's going on and have such an understanding of what it takes to win is a great advantage for us.
No doubt. And also, this Coach Armstrong, for you, we mentioned earlier about relationships and this new portal world, NIL world, how kind of the speed that these guys, talk about that piece trying to vet these young men that you're trying to bring on the roster to make sure they're about the team and not themselves all the time. It's not about me, but it's about being joining something for the greater good, to be a good team to win championships and go to the NCAA tournament and call doors they had done in Manisa already.
Yeah, you know, that's just a thorough process of us doing our due diligence, using our relationships, trusting our relationships that the guys are all about the right things. You know, putting it out there, I think a lot of that, too, is on our side, is we got to let them know what we're looking for and let them know that, you know, we want them to be about the team and about winning, and then you can bet the guys and you can kind of get a feel for who's about that and who's not. And I think our staff did a great job of putting together a group of guys that, you know, ultimately are – their main objective, their main goal is to get that three-peat.
No doubt. And you mentioned your staff, man. Talk about when you get a job, hiring the right people and hiring our staff so you can delegate some things. You have a lot of things on your plate already as the head coach, but having people you can trust to do things and it don't get to you, who know you take care of it before it gets to your desk.
You know, you think about career, that's what you're working towards, so you kind of have an idea. You know, everybody does it differently. There's more than one way to do it the right way, but for me it was all about loyalty. You know, I wanted guys that obviously knew the game of basketball, had experience in recruiting, could put together a great team, but most importantly, loyalty above all else. And that was what we were able to do here with our staff. You know, I've worked with in some capacity four of the five guys that we hired, and the fifth guy, Peyton Prudhomme, is in the Drew family tree, and was the grandson of Dale Brown. So I had a lot of ties to him anyway and got to know him this past year while I was at Baylor. So to be able to have guys that are all committed to the same goal and then want to do it for each other, I think that's an important thing. And that's what I was looking for when we put together the staff. And I think we've been able to put together a really, really good staff. Excited about all of them being here.
No doubt. And let me ask this, Coach, for you, scheduling-wise, I know some games are probably already done for you, with Coach Wade and them did. But going forward, how you going to approach non-conference scheduling games, kind of give your guys the test outside from the place so you can be battle-tested, getting ready for that? We talked about that peak time in February and late March there.
Well, you know, I messed with Coach Wade the other day. He didn't do us any favors in the scheduling twofold. One, he scheduled we're going to Santa Clara this year. I mean, nobody wants to do that. And then we play in a great tournament in the Cayman Islands with three really good teams. So, you know, all our games away from home are going to be extremely competitive, which we're excited about. Like you said, that'll prepare us for what we got to deal with in March and get us ready and battle tested. The other thing that he didn't do us any favors with was having all the success he's had. We've had a tough time getting teams to quote unquote buy us for bye games that we have to play a couple of. So we're still looking for a couple high major games to go on the road and get tested as well. So we'll continue to do our due diligence and try to find those last two games, make them the best we can.
No doubt, 100%. Them bye games are one of a kind, man. I tell you, he has to tick you off at the Power Five level. You buy somebody, they kick your butt.
I don't know if we're ready to do that, but I know it's been difficult for us to find them at this point.
I hear that, Coach. No doubt. Coach Bass gets mad for you. Come off Father's Day. Talk about just guys texting you back on Father's Day, telling you, Coach, all the hard stuff you told me, the scabs we had during when I messed up, but I get it now. So talk about the joy of that, of coaching, having guys have success and text you back and call you on Father's Day and tell you thank you, what you've done for them in their lives.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's what it's all about. Ultimately, that's what you get into it for the relationships. You know, when you get into playing basketball, I think it's just as much about the relationships as the game itself. You enjoy being around the guys and people that you have things in common with. And then as a coach, when you get the opportunity to make a difference in someone's life, you know, there's no better feeling than those texts, those calls. Happy Father's Day. And then now I've gotten to the age of where I'm able to make a couple calls to my guys and tell them Happy Father's Day and excited that they've, you know, have children of their own and are great fathers in themselves. So, you know, it always comes full circle, and it means the world to me to get those texts and those calls.
And last one for you, Coach, I want to ask you this, man, kind of what kind of brought you into coaching, man? Kind of what was your journey to get in this business and kind of what triggered you to want to get into coaching?
Yeah, you know, it was a funny journey for me in the sense that my grandfather was a longtime football coach, coached in college, coached in high school in Birmingham, and then my dad pivoted, and he was a high school and college basketball coach. Honestly, I never saw myself coaching in high school at all. Was going to go into to be a lawyer and get my law degree, things of that nature. But when I got to UAB and was there and part of the, you know, the games and the pageantry and all that stuff, I just realized that, you know, this is what I want to do for the rest of my life. And that's kind of what led me to that. I think it's in my blood, obviously, my grandfather being a coach and my dad being a coach, but I fought it for a little while, I think, throughout high school. But definitely found out that it was my calling. And, you know, I haven't worked a day in my life, man, just to be able to come up here and be a part of a basketball team every single day for as my job. I don't look at it as a job. It's just something that I enjoy doing, and have been very, very lucky and grateful for the opportunities that I've been given.
And, Coach, you and I share the same thing. My dad was a high school coach here in Atlanta, Georgia. So, yeah. You share that same commonality. I was being a coach's son. So, now, that's coach informally, not formally. I kind of do it whenever I feel like it, I can get back out of it.
That's the best way when you can get in and out of it, no pressure, right?
Yes. I might show up for a practice or two and, you know, give some instruction here and there. And I can,
grandfather. You can just give the baby back when you're done spoiling them. That's the best way.
Yeah, so yeah, I had it. I used to my dad's too. I always want to pressure me to try to say, yeah, I should get into to a full set. I said, Dad, I don't give up my radio show. I've had it for 13 years. I can't do the radio show and coach the same time. So,
hey, nobody's calling in on your radio show mad at you for doing a bad show, right?
When
you lose the game, that ain't no fun.
No doubt. I got nasty emails saying, play my kid. Why it's not my kid? I don't want them problems.
Trust me, I understand.
Yes, indeed. Coach Armstrong, it's fun to have you on the show, man. I hope to see you real soon. I'll be at the live period at the Peach Jam. I'll be in late.
Awesome, man.
Hopefully, I'll see you during the live period in July, man.
That'd be great if you do. Holler at me, my man. Thanks for having me on. Thank you. Talk to you soon.
BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.